1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Without the raspy voices aides wish he didn't have last night in the debate, and with a stronger delivery they wish he did have, President Biden kicking off a post-debate trip in Raleigh, North Carolina.
I don't walk as easy as I used to. I don't speak as smoothly as I used to. I don't debate as well as I used to. But I know what I do know. I know how to tell the truth.
Former President Trump at a rally in Chesapeake, Virginia, says the election is a choice between strength and weakness, competence and incompetence, and a choice between peace and prosperity. The Supreme Court denying Trump advisor Steve Bannon's request to stay out of jail while he appeals his contempt of Congress conviction. Russia's defense minister ordering officials to prepare a response to U.S. drone flights over the Black Sea. A down day on Wall Street, but a great month. This is ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Families of Wisconsin State Prison inmates could get a chance to air their complaints and concerns at a public hearing of the State Assembly Corrections Committee. Representative Michael Schraw chairs the panel. He says lawmakers need to learn more about the deaths of inmates at the Waupun prison and the fatal attack on a Lincoln Hills youth prison counselor. Wildlife groups are back in court to challenge the process for Wisconsin's wolf management plan. Melissa Smith is with Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife. She says the process gives hunting groups a lot of say and other Wisconsinites not so much.
It's quite egregious that the citizens of Wisconsin do not have any legal standing to challenge the rules in any decisions that's wildlife related.
A judge dismissed another conservationist lawsuit earlier this year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Just hours before the presidential debate, progressive Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders encouraged voters at the Plumbers and Steamfitters UA Local 400 in Kaukauna to focus not on the debate, but on the issues.
Somebody will say something cute or clever or dumb or whatever it may be. Whatever happens tonight, that's entertainment. We're not voting for the best actor of the year, best movie of the year. Stay focused on the issues.
Sanders is in Wisconsin this week holding town halls and rallies to encourage working class voters. The Outagamie County Fair is coming to Seymour this weekend about a month earlier than usual. The 140th Outagamie County Fair is being held now through Sunday at 5 p.m. The fair will include, of course, carnival rides, fair food, animals, entertainment, pig, duck, and goat racing, among other activities. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Chicago Cubs, and manager Craig Counsell, whose team has lost three of their last four series, the Cubs right now in last place in the NL Central.
This is the way the game works. You're going to have a result, and you're going to have a game the next day. And you can't let the result for the night before affect the result, you know, the play the next day. Obviously, we're not getting the results we want.
The NBA draft wrapped up. The Bucks selecting guard A.J. Johnson and 6'11" forward Tyler Smith out of Houston, Texas. There were a lot of trades for picks last night in the second round. Did the Bucks receive a lot of offers to give up their pick at number 33?
Yeah, I mean, especially where we were, there was a lot of conversation, calls from agents, calls from other teams wanting to move up into our spot, into our position. But we had our process in place and knew that if our player was there, we were definitely going to select that player.
That's the Bucks assistant general manager, Milt Newton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs to the low 80s. Lots of sun and low 70s Sunday. Increasing clouds Monday, a chance of storms by night, highs low 70s. Right now it's 73.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Children and Families.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Coming up on Monday, Johnny's off, so Frank Hermans joins me on the show. Brittany Merlot will have our weather forecast for the week, and we'll get a final report from Peter and Tracy Flukey about their tandem bike trip to New York City.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
There it is, Friday, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. The number is 855-752-4842. We want you to talk education with us. Well, mostly, though, debate. Yeah, we'll do a little bit of talking first before we get into that. But just so anybody, if you're ready, you want to call in, yes, tonight is going to be about the debate.
Absolutely. Give us a call because we're going to chop it up and talk about it. But Tim, come on, man. What day is it, my guy?
It's TGIBPF, man. Thank God it's Busted Pencils Friday.
That's what I'm looking for because I look forward to it every day on Busted Pencils. And you can listen to us here on Civic Media, or if you're downloading the podcast, you can get that at the Civic Media website or wherever you get your podcasts. But Tim, I always look forward to our chopping it up, talking about the week. And man, I'm with you. It would be bonkers to not be talking about what was bonkers last night. But before we even get into that, hopefully, if you're local to Madison, or maybe you are up north and you know the great state of Wisconsin, then you got to maybe kick it today or even yesterday during the debates. Mm. You got to throw back some brews. At Minocqua Brewing Company, big-time advocates for public education and strong advocates for democracy, back in the Democrats. But I'd love to hear what Kirk at Minocqua Brewing Company and the Minocqua Brewing Company, you know, crew are all thinking about today, too. But anyways, they're the most sued brewery in America. Why? Because they stand up for democracy. Because they back the Democrats. They're ride or die over there. Love them. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check them out at MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. Tim, a couple of progressives. I mean, I don't know if I like that label too much, but I like it better than liberal.
I like it better than liberal for sure. Progressive, whatever it is, you know, it's, man, but yeah, I tell you what, last night, though, wow. The debate, you know, public education. Okay, Johnny, we had two bets, though, going into the debate.
We did have two bets.
We had two bets. And I think you're being a little lenient on giving me a little bit on one.
I mean, yeah. So one of them was because we had a great guest on this week, Alan from Student Loan Forgiveness. And, you know, Alan's also running for president. So we have a presidential debate. Why not have our boy Alan on?
Exactly.
But regardless, we had some great discussion around student loan forgiveness and the bump in the road that the Biden administration hit this week, right, with Steadfast, a lot of forgiveness that they were really working on. So that hit a bump in the road. And we were talking about it because I was bummed. Because I got the letter and like the email says, stand by, you know, you've been in line for this, for some forgiveness and you're more than eligible, but hang on, because actually is a bump in the road and there might not be any more forgiveness. So I was bummed. We talked about it related to it because we said, hey, there's a presidential debate this week. We're looking forward to what happens. It's kind of like saying, looking forward to see a car crash, but No, we talked about it, and we had made a bet over under. I went with the under. There would be no discussion of student loan. He's like, come on, I think that they're going to talk about it. And lo and behold,
yeah, they...
tiny mention from Uncle Joe.
Sliver.
Uncle Joe got a tiny, tiny sliver.
Yeah.
And
then the other one, though, too, is I said there is no way that this debate will not have a very specific education,
like you were talking
topic. Oh. Yeah. Like, well, you know, it's like there's got to be, you know, the moderators are going to hit them with an education question because there's been so much going on, particularly around education, particularly Trump and the, you know, the 2025 agenda doing away with the Department of Education. I thought that would have been a really rich question to ask. Johnny, you said, no, they're not even going to touch it. Oh, man. What do I owe you now, dude?
No, I mean, I think we're even. I mean, okay. I
think you're giving loan. You're giving me a little on the student loan. So,
hey,
you
man,
know.
I'm a kind bookie. If I'm the arranger of this political betting ring that we've created here at Busted Pencils, place your bets here, right? Text them in to Civic Media, right? The books are open, but the under was that they wouldn't talk about student loans. And lo and behold, Uncle Joe brought it up kind of coherently in connection with inflation and the economy, which he's not far off on. That's why I'm going to give it to you, because if we're going to piece together, you know, his contributions, which sadly is what we have to do, but to piece together a real slow start and a kind of like, okay, I get what you're saying. It wasn't very spirited and it wasn't very encouraging in terms of like, hey, we got a Democrat here who's a strong advocate for democracy. I believe he has that in him, but I don't know, man. I don't know.
I believe he might have had that in him.
Maybe that's the way to put it. But I mean, I'm not saying anything like he doesn't know what he's doing or he's not coherent. It's just the oomph and the enthusiasm that I would have hoped a candidate would have to go up against somebody like he who shall remain nameless as often as I cannot say that dude's name.
TFG, right? Man.
Yeah. I would have hoped for, like, you know, Uncle Joe, like 15 years ago, maybe even 10, 8 years ago, you know, Uncle Joe from the cookout, the guy who is like, let me tell you, we got this. Like, get me in there.
Scrapper from Scranton.
Right. But, you know, he did bring it up in connection. And I believe this is true because we've talked about it with Alan and you and I have talked about it on here. The economy is rough for most people right now, unless you're like, you know, a multimillionaire billionaire or, you know, multinational corporation.
Multinational.
You're feeling the squeeze, right? It's not strong economic times. And so, you know, Joe's talking about that. And then in connection, he did bring up student loan because, as Alan reminded us, 85 million some folks cannot pay
their
student loans currently. That's not how many are in debt from student loans. That's just how many people are currently, you know, underwater.
Underwater, right.
And some of the reasons why. You can go back and grab that podcast from earlier this week or any of the ones where we have Alan on and we talk about, let's get down into the nuts and bolts of student loan forgiveness and specifically student loan debt. So he brought it up. So I'll give you that because I think the intention is there. And intentions are a starting point. I would hope for more, but intentions are a starting point. And then my big victory, they didn't bring up anything K-12, but I told you with absolute certainty to bet on the under with me on that. You took the over because you were optimistic, and I love that optimism. But, you know, sadly, for Republicans or Democrats, education is never really a big issue that swings or determines an election. And that's part of what grinds your gears, Tim, and mine, and why we have this show and why we hammer away at it is because it ought to be.
It ought to be the number one driver. The number one driver. But Johnny, let's just say, Sherry from Horicon, got to say, she's like, hey, guys, I'm riding with Biden. He has been doing a great job. Okay, Sherry, you might be a little upset with me by the end of today's show, but, you know, maybe. And then L.A. Tom, he did say something about student loan forgiveness, that they save so much money on the debt. I don't really remember the comment that much that Biden made around the student loans, Johnny. Go. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we can pull it up. We got it on cue because he did say, briefly, you want to play it for us? Just play it for the listeners and us. Yeah.
All those black families and those black individuals who provided, who had to take out student loans that were ballooning, that if they were engaged in nursing, doctor, and anything having to do with volunteerism, if they paid their bills for 10 years on their student debt, all the rest is forgiven after 10 years. Millions have benefited from that. And we're going to do a whole lot more.
Okay. So,
you know, that's what I'm getting.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I must have somewhere in the just shut down and stopped listening because I was like, oh man, I hear that all the time. Sherry's like, never Republican. Sherry, and I definitely am with you. I'm not going in that direction for sure. Donald Trump from LA Tom has lied over 30 times. Oh. And no one could push back because they muted the microphone. But even that, L.A. Tom, and I know you're listening, nobody's surprised by that. Like, that wasn't something that people went, oh, my God, can you believe Trump lied? It's like, no, that was what he was going to do when he was coming in. You know, so it's not a shocker that Trump was Trump. I mean, nobody should be like, can you believe that he lied? Yes, yeah. I can believe that he lied. That's what he does. He does it all the time. So I'm not shocked.
Yeah, Tim, and overall, you know, just a low moment for American politics.
I was going to say, yeah.
We shouldn't be here. We are, and I'm not going to lament it, right? And I agree with Sherry and L.A., like L.A. Tom, right? We're in it. So we got to be figuring out how to strengthen this democracy. And if that's Joe Biden, then let's get Joe Biden working to strengthen this democracy. Personally, I mean, I don't have any problem with Joe Biden. I actually also don't mind that he sounds like one of my great uncles, right? Like, I don't mind it. I was like, can somebody just pass that man a hard candy? Like, his voice, like, just get, you know, like, have him ready. Like, who's
get that man? Who's a Ricola?
Yeah, Ricola.
I'm not nearly as veteran as Joe Biden, and I know for class I need to have some hard candies in my pocket. I mean, that's old man knowledge. I'm not that old yet, but I gotta have some hard candies ready to go, right? And I know that it's not the best on the mic because, you know, clanks around in my teeth, but we're familiar with that, right? Yeah. We're familiar with Uncle Joe, with Joe, the man of the people. And, you know, I saw a presidential candidate held to a kind of standard that didn't feel like it fit him to me. It didn't feel like it fit him. And that's all to say, like, man, I can't even, he who shall remain nameless, I cannot even fathom for a moment. And in fact, TFG. I put a lot of energy and compassion and empathy into lots of chats I'm in, lots of discussion boards, lots of spaces where I'm talking to people who are really excited about Donald Trump running for president. And I have to say to him, like, how? And one of those points, Tim, one of those points is absolutely it, that how could we have a leader we can't trust? And then I have to ask them, do you trust people who lie to you? And they say no. So I'm trying to figure out with compassion and empathy where the Donald Trump supporter logic is in having a leader you can't trust. And that means, do you trust people who repeatedly lie to you? And this is a big sticking point for me, regardless of the other 15 reasons at the top of my head, this is an awful candidate. I can't get myself to trust someone who lies. Tim Moore, when we come back, listeners, give us a call. Busted Pencils.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
I am a mom, I'm an activist, and I'm an educator.
I am love, I am laughter, I am human.
I am a pet parent. I am a leader. I am queer.
I am Oshkosh Pride.
Oshkosh, get ready for our own Pride celebration at Oshkosh Pride, Saturday, June 29th from 2 till 7 at the Leach Amphitheater. Admission is free, so get ready for live music with toy boxes and traveling suitcase. Enjoy tasty food and non-alcoholic drinks from Fat Mamas, 8 drag performances, and lots of dancing. Plus, enjoy local vendors and free resources from local nonprofits. Oshkosh Pride, Saturday, June 29th from 2 till 7 at the Leach Amphitheater. Don't miss the fun. For more details, search for Oshkosh Pride on Facebook. This message is sponsored by Planet Perk Coffee Houses with adoptable felines at Planet Perk Club in the Oshkosh City Center. Lisa Wicker Photography for wedding, seniors, newborns, headshots, branding, or boudoir. Visit lisawickerphotography.com and by 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
I wish I could play the drums like that. Man, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education and talking presidential debates last night. Yeah, TFG, as they call him, and Uncle Joe last night trying to have a conversation that it was supposed to inspire us about the future of democracy. And I was saying during the break, and Jess went even a little bit further, but Johnny, 10 minutes in, and, you know, I was texting you, you know it, and, like, my heart sank truly into my, down to the bottoms of my feet. And I just went, this is over. And I don't mean the debate. I meant that I absolutely went, this is over. People see this tonight. And anybody who was on the fence, and I'm saying this, on the fence, all of the rabid Trump voters, they're doing what they're going to do. Okay. So doesn't matter, you know, if Biden would have came in 30 years younger and old and that fighting Joe, it wouldn't have mattered. Doesn't matter. OK, so, you know, because that's not going to change. But the ability for Biden to inspire some people who might be on the fence with Trump, he needed to do that last night for me. He needed to be able to pull some of those people who are going, I'm not sure, I don't know what to do, which is kind of a weird thing to admit that people are out there going, I don't know what to do, because it was like, really? But I just saw that and saw those voters just going, they're not going to vote for TFG, but they're not going to vote. And then to me, so I then catastrophize this. I say, you know, dealing with the anxiety issues that I have my whole life, I automatically took what felt like a punch in the gut and then turned it into a diagnosis of doom and was like, this is the end of public education, man. And I'm watching it right in front of me, Johnny Lupinacci. And so I started getting really sad because to me, you know, people are like, dude, you're weird. You have that much sense or something, passion about school, not school, about public education. First of all, public education, man, when I see the end of public education, people, you know where I'm coming from. I see public education as the foundation of democracy. And so it's not just about Friday night football not going to be around. That's be a problem. But it's about public education because that's the end of democracy. And if Uncle Joe was going to be the advocate for democracy, man, he just didn't do it at all. And I got really, really sad last night.
Well, Tim, I mean, I've told you, I'm not going to say told you.
I know, so. I know. I told you.
And one of the hopefuls for me is why with such confidence said there will be nothing spoken about education in this debate. Because one of the things we know is that education, sadly, has not been a major factor. Like, policy about education has not been a big factor for determining presidential elections. One of those reasons is because, and I'm come back to it, to maybe have some sunshine through the gloom for you. Education is a state right. By and large, the U.S. Department of Education plays a role, and it's played with different administrations a larger role than others, but it's played a role in state decisions about education. And there are some really scary things to think about in terms of where Trump is situated in his policy speaking to, you know, basically getting rid of the U.S. Department of Education. Mm-hmm. It's not really, to me, when I read Trump's plans for education, it's not really him. It's the Heritage Foundation.
Right.
Their interest in really private charters everywhere, free market for education, enterprise industry kind of thing. Let's back up. Education is a state right. And this is why I'm like, again, a harsh reminder last night that for those of us very concerned about education, this is a divided moment across our union of states. But it's so important that in our states, and we need to support other states too, but in our states, that we advocate fiercely, we advocate strongly, we make sure that candidates speak truth to power when it comes to supporting public education. Now, sad notes for either administration, more so with the Republican agenda for public ed, right, is that we're going to likely, in worst case scenario, lose a lot of the teeth to civil rights being important in our public schools as they're underwritten right now at the federal level, right? In Title I money that's really important to schools that comes from the U.S. Department of Education. Those things are ever important to states, right? But to me, one of the really big things is I knew that they weren't going to discuss education. I really did. And I'd be frustrated with that. We've been talking about that since the earliest presidential election I can remember. But right. What I did hear is really scary stuff on other things that are really important to the kind of democratic citizenship good public schools teach in support of.
Right.
Right. I saw a blatant disregard for peace in this world. I saw a blatant disregard for civil rights, for, you know, for equality, for addressing all kinds of ways that we as a country can be stronger and better. I saw flippant disregard from that, from the former 45th president of the United States. And that to me already was like, there's no way I can be won over by, you know, the support of this individual. I just can't see myself going there in any instance. However, I did hope for more things from this debate that didn't deliver. And there were some big takeaways for me coming out of it. So there were some big takeaways. But Tim, I'm there. I'm with you. I'm saying, remember, listener and Tim, that state education is a state right. And I hate to say that because I'm not saying so forget about Oklahoma, forget about Texas, forget, because we have strong allyship with all public schools everywhere. But
I get it though, but I know it's a state right and things, but the whole idea too, then you're starting to really, you know, rely, and it really is, again, it is, there's no federal in the U.S. Constitution, no mention whatsoever of education. Go to the state constitutions and every state constitution has public education in there. So you're right, I get that. It's just the whole idea of the signaling. And I said, I don't think that Trump, you know, gained any Biden supporters and brought them over or anything like that. It's just that the non-participating people who might come out to vote, if they were looking for a reason to be inspired to vote last night, and I would say people going like, Trump's lying wasn't enough to inspire you to get out there and vote against him. I think so. But for other people, man, the mumbling Joe, not fighting Joe, but the mumbling Joe, this, you know, kind of like, whoa, where are you going with that conversation, Joe? Joe, I think you just answered three different questions at the same time. I'm not sure that's the way it works. It was rough. And so TFG, you know, I don't think he won anybody over. I'm concerned that Uncle Joe might have lost some people that matter. And then those people that matter, and if Joe loses and TFG wins, I don't know. We'll talk more about it, though. Give us a call, 855-752-4842. Somebody call and tell me to calm down, Tim. And here's, help me out, everybody. Help me out. Busted Pencils when we get back.
listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin hunters will be able to take nearly 273,000 deer and another 245,000 bonus antlerless deer this year. The Natural Resources Board set this year's quotas yesterday. Deer hunting begins in Wisconsin in September with archery season. The traditional 9-day gun season is November 23rd through December 1st. A longtime Wisconsin teacher says student loan forgiveness is having a positive effect on education. John Havlicek of La Crosse says it's made home ownership affordable for many other teachers he knows.
That's $200, $300, $400, $500 a month would be freed up for folks to spend elsewhere on something like a house.
Havlicek says new federal investments in infrastructure and clean energy are creating good paying jobs. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A fire on East Parkside Boulevard in Appleton at about 3:30 this morning caused $50,000 of damage to an apartment building. Appleton firefighters say they aren't sure how it started, but rechargeable lithium-ion batteries were spotted in the area where the fire originated. No injuries were reported. The city of Oshkosh is considering how they are going to distribute ARPA grant funds. City staff presented the Common Council with 15 recommendations this week. Councilmember Carl Bulow asked for Oshkosh Pride to be added to the list, and Councilmember DJ Nichols agreed.
I think supporting this organization is a powerful stance by this council to tell people that you belong here, and we're going to make sure that you feel like you belong here too.
The council will make final approval of ARPA grants at its July 9th meeting. Oshkosh Pride is at the Leach Amphitheater tomorrow from 2 till 7. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you don't feel like venturing into the theaters this weekend and want to stay home, here's a Pete pick. Check out season 3 of The Bear. If you haven't seen any of the show, you've got 3 seasons worth. The Bear follows Carmi, a young chef who leaves his high-end culinary gig in New York to run the family Italian beef joint in Chicago while dealing with crazy characters and drama from his family, both biological and vocational. All 10 episodes of Season 3 dropped June 26th on Hulu. Speaking of The Bear, the show has an impressive amount of celebrity cameos this season. There never seems to be a shortage when the shows dominate the Emmys. Jamie Lee Curtis returns as Carmi's mom, Donna Berzato. Josh Hartnett will appear as Ricky's ex-wife, Tiffany's new fiancé. John Cena plays a Berzato family friend. Other guest stars include comedian John Mulaney, Community's Julian Jacobs, and John Bernthal, because he's in everything. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club, located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs to the low 80s. Lots of sun and low 70s Sunday. Increasing clouds Monday, a chance of storms by night, highs low 70s.
Right now it's 73.
What makes Wisconsin Dells such a big deal? Well, big splashes for one, big rides too, big shows, big boats, and big scenery. The bigger the better. Water parks? They're a pretty big deal around here. Big families? You bet. Small ones too. Mini golf? Big time. 19 plus million gallons of water? No biggie. Water slides? Big, bigger, biggest. Big attractions? Check. Big theme parks? Check. Big meals? Check, please. Wisconsin Dells. Now that's big. Go to wisdells.com and plan your trip today.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is. And it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry. Offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's B-T-U-S-S-E-L.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets...
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Representative Mark Pocan joins us to talk about National Postal Workers Day. And we'll hear from Dean Muller with Wisconsin for Environmental Justice.
Conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Say you never give in to a meltdown and never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it and never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. One in four hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument, the rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities
days, dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there.
Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you...
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.